It is 8:41 on the ticket Monday morning with the Musers. We're out this morning, Las Colinas Country Club, for the 2025 Friends of Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Charity Golf Tournament. They've had us out here in the past. Always a fun morning. And Gordo now has the wireless talking to golfers. Come in.
I'm roving around here. I'll talk to this guy here. Hey, what's your name, sir?
I'm Ryan.
What are you doing, Ryan?
I am just getting a little grub and about to go hit the cart, and I think we tee off at 9, so do my best out there, you know? Well,
what do you do for a living?
I work for Workday, payroll, so manage services, help out clients, get their payroll out the door.
Yeah.
I got some big clients like Dave & Buster's. And
oh, really?
Tell them we use Workday.
Names, but,
what's
yeah,
that?
Just a few other big names, but we got off
Workday. But you don't remember them right now.
I mean, I could list them off, but just in case anyone else here, a competitor, is listening.
Ah,
you know?
Yes, yes, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. All right, how old are you?
I am 30. 30 years old.
It's a little Spicoli, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'll happen on you. So, where'd you go to college?
Oh, I went to University of Texas. Go Longhorns.
Oh,
UT.
Good.
Yes, sir.
What'd you major in?
Statistical and data analytics.
Oh, boring. Did you ever get stoned while you were down there at UT?
I'm currently stoned. Oh, we're not supposed to say that? Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Up the dog.
It's legal now in some areas.
Give or take, you know. But yes to that question.
Like a gummy or something?
No. Just a
smoke.
Dab pen, yeah. The good old dabbers.
Oh, okay. Like a vape pen?
Yeah.
That's
dab,
cool.
Dab,
that's
dab,
cool.
Dab, dab, dab.
You got a girlfriend, boyfriend?
I do. Girlfriend of 4 years anniversary last May. Moved in together about 6 months ago. She's got a 9-year-old daughter, so I'm jumping into the stepdad role.
Oh,
right,
good.
Now.
Good
yeah,
for you. Good for you.
Tell me you like his long hair.
I like your long hair.
Oh, thank you.
What happened to the father of that girl?
That is a great question. We have a
You've never asked?
Well, it's a very unique situation. He left when she was pregnant, so he has not actually seen his daughter.
So, Gordo loves this.
That
no,
guy
good
stepped
question.
In when she was young, so technically she believes that is her dad. And
so there's a third guy.
A third guy, yeah. So it's very complex. I won't get into the whole
relationship. Wait, so does the guy that she thinks is her dad, does he still have a relationship with her?
Yes, he actually has right now. They split weekends here and there. So it's a very dynamic, weird dynamic going on. You know?
Gordo's
so,
in heaven right
now. Is that
now.
Why you take so many gummies just to kind of keep that
no,
anxiety
I'm just
bay?
A stoner, man. So
oh, you're
I
just a stoner.
I just smoke. Yeah.
Gotcha. So the guy that she thinks is her dad, do you think that you're girlfriend will eventually tell the girl that
eventually yeah it's on her time though you
but
know,
lie to her in the meantime
I don't poke and prod for sure yeah. it's like a debate
tell
of
him
you
your
know
mic might be splattering
when's the right age, you know when are they old enough to understand when is it okay is it too late already you know
yeah.
So I'm just here for the ride I don't have to personally take that on but I am here when it does happen so.
All right well good
fun
good.
Life
when was the last time you made love to her the mom.
I would hope it would be the mom.
Yes, yes,
that was yesterday. Yesterday Lucky. We got down fat on the couch. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, those guys love it.
I'm a showman, so you picked a good guy. But,
all right, man, we'll take care.
Appreciate it. This guy,
what was your name, Ryan?
Ryan Webster.
Yeah, Ryan.
Great
yeah,
right. Ryan Webster.
Okay.
That guy was awesome. Oh, Gordon, you were in heaven.
What do you mean?
Getting a story like that.
That
made your week.
I don't know what you're talking about. Guy that runs out on a pregnant woman. Another guy comes around faking being a dad.
And a third guy.
I guess actually being a dad.
Yeah.
But not the father. I don't know if I can make it this far out. I'm breaking up a little bit. At least my headphones are.
You sound okay to us.
Okay, good. I'll talk to this lovely lady who has her assets on display.
Bagpipes going on.
How are you, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
Are you here to play golf?
I am here to play golf.
Okay, I'm here to broadcast. I want you to meet Ryan Webster. You know Ryan Webster?
I don't know Ryan Webster.
Hey, Ryan, check this girl out.
What's up, girl?
She wanted to meet you.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Caitlin.
It's good. Great to meet you.
Ryan's stoned right now.
Oh, that's great.
Stay stoned.
Awesome.
Yeah, stay stoned. Yeah, that's right.
Stay stoned.
When was the last time you were stoned?
Never.
Never, okay.
Never.
You're straight edge.
That's fine.
Ryan is promoting it right now.
Oh, very much, very much.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm sober Sally over here. So. Sure.
You're sober every year?
Every year.
Okay, when was the last time you had a drink?
Yesterday.
that's an elbow.
Yeah, that's a lot different, you know.
Yeah, that totally is, Ryan. You're right. Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to get back in there where I can actually hear you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me hold the door open. I think Caitlin's coming through.
Well, I hear bagpipes back there.
I know. It's so confusing. Did you all enjoy the bagpipes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little personal touch I gave the tournament there. Yeah, okay, I'm stuck holding the door. I don't know what's happening. Hey, thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Play good golf.
Cut, you're still holding good the golf. Door.
Okay, I'm getting out of here.
Play good golf.
All right, I'll talk to this guy here. Hey, what's your name, sir?
Shane Mullen.
Oh, it's Shane Mullen.
Yeah.
What's up, baby? Whoa. Good. So, are you excited about the tournament today?
Of course I am.
Now, is it mandated that you win this thing?
So I have three dead ringers, and last year we did, but it would look really bad optics, so we added a bunch of points to our scorecard.
Okay.
Three dead ringers, not four.
It's only fair. What are you drinking there, Shane?
Oh, this is a healthy tomato drink.
Tomato-based drink?
Yeah, of course.
It's good. Do you know Ryan Webster? He's playing in your tournament. You may not have met him yet.
The Webster man?
I bet you he probably goes by that. Yeah. He says he's already stoned.
Well, where is he at?
Out there.
I'm kidding.
He's like 7 foot tall and got long hair and pasty white.
Oh, well, man, you know.
He got down yesterday.
He got down with
legend.
Out later on.
Well, good to see you, Shane.
Thank you for having us out.
Okay. Right. Hey, look at
there. Thank you for all he does for the ticket.
Thank you for having us out, and thank you for all you do for the ticket.
Yeah, man, I could not be a bigger P1, and I've been listening to you guys forever, and I kind of get a little nervous even seeing you guys. I absolutely love you. I love you guys.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us out here.
Take care. Right on.
Thank you, Shane.
Shane looks like he's having a good time, doesn't he?
He's got his flop hat on.
Man, ain't nothing bothering him this morning.
He's good.
All right, do we throw it back to you yet?
Sure.
All right, back to Craig and George.
Back to broadcast.
The people that you listen to right now on sports radio, AM, and FM all the time.
There we go.
That's a really long sign-off. Okay,
thank you.
All
right.